Blog Talk Radio. Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Sean is finally back this week. What's that? You don't care? Okay, here's the show. Take two. Hello, this is Chuck Landington welcoming you to an all-new Metal Injection live cast. Sean still isn't back this week. What's that? You don't care? Okay, here's the show.
That was good. That was really good.
He's here!
Yeah. I mean, you don't care, but...
Bland's a professional. He figured to cover all the bases.
Yeah, he couldn't be in studio this week. He had to pre-record his intro, so... He just did both takes. Like that SNL
you never
sketch
know.
With
yeah.
Gerald Ford died.
Yeah. Dingoes ate the baby. I don't think they... Do they say... Is there a dingo aspect to that sketch?
There might be dingo-esque quality.
I think there's some
there's
dingo.
A dingleberry quality. So.
This is the 161st edition of the Metal Injection live cast. And 3D is on his way. Not quite here yet. Said he'll be here, but I am Rob. I'm here. Noah's here. Sid's here. And Sean is back after a six-week punishment. After 6 weeks of anal recovery after all those... Is that the last one you were on when you were paddled?
No, I was on the one after that.
He was on the one with, what's his face from that band?
Yeah, that guy from that band.
What band was that?
I don't know.
God Forbid?
Oh, no, that was the one before my birthday.
Rise
my
Against.
Birthday. Oh, wait, no, your birthday.
Schlep Rock.
Schlep Rock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Schlep Rock was a very good band. Mid-90s, poppy punk, skinheady kind of thing.
Like a terrible name, though.
You never heard of Schlep Rock?
Never,
have you ever
never.
Heard of the Generators?
It sounds mildly Jewish. But
no.
Schlep?
I know, but it's not.
All right.
Have you heard of the Generators?
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's the singer's previous band.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Way, way
okay.
Better than the Generators.
All right. I will check it out.
Check it out. S-C-H-E-L-P-R-O-C-K.
In the USA?
Anyways, go on.
Speaking of which, Sean and I started a band this week. We don't have any music.
What? Sean, you're such a whore.
I am.
Sean
I'm a band
started
whore.
A band with me like 3 months ago, and then nothing became of it.
We had one meeting, and then you never set up another one.
Bands have meetings?
Yeah.
I thought, don't
it's
you...
called a band meeting.
Sean was supposed to write lyrics, and then he was supposed to give them to me, and I was supposed to write
Sean,
music for them.
Sean just does song titles. He doesn't do lyrics.
I'm really good at songs.
Because the bands he likes, their lyrics, it's just rah, 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 rah. There's no lyrics.
Well, he was supposed to tell me how many rahs are in a verse.
Oh, come on. You can't even do that, Sean.
Well, I was expecting that you'd like we could work separately and then combine, like a Voltron of
the Well, that's not, a, like, that's not teamwork.
Okay.
A band is a team.
I mean, other bands write all the music, and then the singer just takes the music and then, like, adds...
Yeah, why haven't you written the music for Sean to be inspired to write lyrics
to? Oh, okay.
I can sit and write songs all day about huffing gas and hating cops and shit, but I got to wait for some music to hear.
All right. Well, now that I know that.
Okay. Done.
So, Rob, how do you feel about Sean being out of your band and now back in my band?
Well, this is just a... A really quick, it's an EP that we're releasing. Right. The band is called Piss Killed. If you saw my Twitter earlier this week, it's inspired by this image of this woman who got stabbed by a javelin of piss that apparently was flushed out of an airplane.
Frozen.
Is that really what that was?
Yeah. Frozen on the way down and skewered her.
And so when he sent me that, I was like, pissed. She was piss killed. And I'm like, that's a great
that's
name for a band.
Wow.
So I created some album art, and Sean came up with a bunch of song titles.
Mm-hmm.
Like?
Do you remember any of them, Sean?
Yeah, The Great Southern Piss Kill.
Wait, let me pull up.
Killing Myself to Live. It was just all very popular metal.
In on the Kill thing. Pisser?
Yes, that was actually, no, it was In on the Piss Kill Taker.
Okay, that also works.
I have to pull this up because there were some.
That was
really
actually
good.
One of them.
Oops. Hold on one second. Yeah, so we're just going to release an EP. It's really just for the joke.
Piss Killed by Death? Is that one?
Fearless Vampire Piss Killers?
Video Piss Killed the Radio Star?
That's when we go into like a Richard Cheese kind of thing.
Well, my favorite one of Sean's is PP Face Face Kill Kill.
That could be a band name by itself.
Piss Kill for Weed.
Sean, wasn't Pee Pee Face Face your nickname in high school?
It really was. And it's also my admin name for when I'm in the chat room.
How could I just piss kill a man? This song, Piss Kills Fascists.
Okay.
That's true.
Oh, and this one I came up with. Piss killing is my business and business is good.
What about piss killing me softly?
Oh, I like
good.
That. Okay.
That's good.
Wait, is that a Fugees reference or is that...
No, it's, a, okay. It's the original.
Right. Mommy, can I go out and piss kill tonight?
Yes.
We haven't come up with the EP title yet, though, so we need to work on that. We'll have to go.
No, it's self-titled. The Piss Kill EP.
I'm down with that.
Piss Killing Bullets. I like that. Oh, no, just Pissing Bullets. No, it has a
piss killing in the name. Of, the
no, I thought that was no? too, was too obvious.
Why?
Do you guys need a guitar player?
Yeah, you can join. I mean, because I'm kind of like the Dave Witte of fake bands, so we can just all be. All
right, so I can be in this
He's
band?
He's a drummer.
He's a drummer that's in like 18 different bands.
Oh.
Piss Kill Them All.
Piss Kill
yeah,
Them All.
That works. Mm-hmm. Are we getting any suggestions in the chat room? I would think.
Faster Piss Cat Kill Kill.
Okay. Pissy Cat.
No, it's Faster Pussy Cat.
Yeah.
Piss Kill, Piss Kill.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
The heaviest piss kill in the universe. Based on the Jevin Johnson track, the heaviest matter in the universe. Or no, the Gojira track.
Well, I thought the joke was you take some name that already has the word kill in it and just put piss before it.
Yeah.
You know, don't be substituting other nouns for piss kill.
Yeah. So get on top of that. If Darren was here, he'd have a bunch.
Yeah. Too bad Darren's not here.
Do we have a caller? Do we still have a caller? Is that happening?
Nope.
Well, if you want to be a caller, the number to dial is 646-929-1357, and we will have a special guest. I think we're supposed to have Cam Argon, a.k.a. Big Chocolate, calling in.
Who's that?
What?
He is a producer, and he is multifaceted. He does...
Is he Steve Evitz?
No.
Can we
does...
get him?
No. He's busy.
Steve Albini?
Yeah.
Oh, Albini's available.
Yeah,
he's definitely available.
No. Yeah. Well, he's putting out a slam record called Disfiguring the Goddess.
Do we have a sample of it?
Yeah, just give me a second.
What do you mean by a slam record?
Like a dying fetus kind of
thing? Who's joining us again?
Cam Argon, a.k.a. Big Chocolate.
Why's his name Big Chocolate?
That's his producing name.
Is he African-American?
We can ask him that. No.
That's racist.
He's not that big.
It's ironic.
And he's not chocolatey either?
He's not
chocolatey.
He's not a big chocolate daddy.
Show me.
It's a double ironic name.
Let me see the picture.
I'm trying to get a bigger picture of him. Here's a picture of him taking a picture of himself.
Oh, good.
Is that him, Rob?
Yes.
With a pipe? I was supposed to be impressed by this man.
He likes iPhone self-shot.
He doesn't look like a big producer.
What are his credits?
Go to his
Knock us out, Rob.
Can we go to his Wikipedia?
Yeah. We have yet to agree to have this man on the show. Let's give us the qualifications right now and we'll tell you if he's a guest or not.
Yeah, booking guests without telling us.
Is it Hoobastank?
He's definitely produced Hoobastank. I have to look this up.
You don't even know.
Oh, Robert.
He's probably listening right now and he's like, wow, Rob is such a dick.
He's hoping that Rob steps up.
He's done a lot of remixes. Because he's like a
Skrillex.
Yes.
Like a Skrillex.
Yes. He's done stuff for Suicide Silence, Steel and Drew's Escape Plan, Architects, As They Lay Dying, I Wrestled a Bear Once. Bands like that, you know, no big whoop.
Then he makes dance tracks of these songs.
Yeah, okay. I guess. Well, or like, you know. Like really dirty versions of the song.
Does he work with Chromeo, Rob? Is that what you put on the show?
We can ask him.
You want special tickets?
I want to know his opinion on Chromeo, definitely. Mm-hmm. And this is the band Disfiguring the Goddess. Sean's into it.
I was making Sid listen to Amorphis.
Thank you for changing the subject, Noah.
I was letting Sid listen to Amorphis, and his reaction to Amorphis was way better than his reaction to this band.
Yeah, well, come on. One is music.
This is too death metal for Sid.
Yeah. I thought we were listening to Filter when he had Amorphis on.
Amorphis?
Is that what it is, or is it Amorphis?
Amorphis.
Amorphis.
Oh. I like Amorphis better.
Amorphis. Well, hey.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
Or that.
Okay, you're from Chicago.
Plantain tostone.
You have tomatoes? I'd like a tomato.
I have cherry tomatoes, but they're kind of like old.
How define kinda?
Like the shape of the crate that they're in, like it's molded into the skin. Would you eat them? No, well, there's no mold on it.
Your trash can is literally 10 feet from your fridge and it can't make it there?
I feel so guilty when I don't finish the food that I have to wait for it to actually have fungus on it before I throw it out.
Yeah, but you'll clean your toilet 6 times a week, but you can't bring the tomatoes to the trash.
Honestly, if I had a crate of useless cherry tomatoes, I would stand by your window and just chuck them at hipsters outside. I think that'll be
something
fun
to do.
Yeah, then they don't go to waste.
And it's a very green kind of pranksterism.
Or they might see it as art because they're so hip.
Exactly.
It's like, wow, look at the art she's creating on the floor. And
become a superstar.
Bodies.
Really, how much art can you take?
See, there is never enough. Life is art. Life is, what is art? Life is art.
What is craft?
Kind of cheese.
Yeah, true.
It's a brand.
And macaroni. You can make art with macaroni.
It's true. You just found the loophole.
Wow.
Between
look at what we
craft
did there.
And art.
It's like the best episode of Lost ever.
Number to dial is 646.
249.
Yeah.
Sean, do you remember the phone number?
Yeah.
646-929-3157.
Oh. 1357.
1357. That's what I said, I think.
646-929-1357. That's the number. Sean remembers it. You should remember it.
Yeah. I'm moderately dyslexic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Moderately dyslexic.
True.
So how have you been, Sean?
Yeah,
what has
been going on in the life of Sean?
What's new and improved in your life?
I got a third ball.
Yeah?
Where did you pick it up?
It was No. It was like a body mod thing. It's just one of those rubber ones that Lance Armstrong has to kind of make
it. Oh, just to feel better about yourself?
Yeah.
So when you bounce your nuts on your lady's chin, they bounce even higher now because of the Super Bowl in your sack?
Right. And you can do little tricks like chin nose head.
When you get really warm, like how low do your balls drop?
Oh, they go.
Like what's the lowest that your ball, like everyone around the room has to answer this.
Yeah. I know for a fact because I just did this last weekend. My shoulder was all fucked. So I took literally a half hour steaming hot showers beating on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. And then at one point in time, I glanced down and those balls were at a race to my knee like there was no tomorrow.
They were down to your knees?
No. It was like about half, I would say a good third to half thigh, but the left one gaining way faster than the right one.
So you got a little hang going on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I have my balls definitely hang pretty low.
Do your balls hang low? Do your balls hang low?
I think the worst.
And they're pretty big, so they're definitely.
You got big balls, Rob.
I cannot lie.
It's like big balls and like a little tic tac in between. Two grapefruit.
Why would there be a Tic Tac stuck in my ball area? I don't understand that.
Maybe you're just having
a
snack in bed.
It's not a Tic Tac. It's a sunflower seed. Get it right,
Sean. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And haven't we established that I have a tuna can dick? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Tuna can dick and giant balls.
We have.
I think I've also puffer fish underneath it, I guess.
And I've established that my erection is like a piece of spaghetti that hasn't been cooked yet.
Gross. With or without the sauce?
Well, I was without.
Or with Alfredo?
Pull it right out of the box. It's kind of like, yeah. Manfredo.
Sid, what about you?
I don't really pay attention to my ball
really?
Length.
You've never
that means you have small balls.
I guess.
You've never tucked them into your sock once?
Or maybe Sid keeps himself well, like, air-conditioned.
No, yeah. Do you keep your body temperature?
I sweat all the time, so even if I'm well air conditioned, it doesn't do much.
Do you ever have a ball stick to the side of your thigh?
A little bit.
I have
it happens.
All the time.
A little bat wing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
it
I have to do
to
like
best
a little
of us.
Kind of a shimmy to get it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't even bother. I just reach right down.
Really? I can't get myself to that threshold when I'm on the street with people around.
I don't
like,
stick
I do
my
the
hand in my pants, but I'll grab it myself.
Okay.
Over the pants.
It kind of adds to your swagger.
Yeah.
Right?
It's New York. This is what they expect.
Like, look at that charming fellow. Look at his swag.
He's unclean.
And your balls, Noah? From the chat room.
If only. If only I had balls.
Yeah. Not the rubber ones attached to your strap on or anything?
Yeah, but those are rubber. They just stay.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about balls, Noah? Do you like the big balls or the small balls? Do you like them on your chin or not so much?
Shaved,
I like balls. Like, that whole area
that
makes me laugh.
Makes me laugh.
It's adorable. It's like clay. It's like playing with putty.
With silly chicken skin over them.
And what's really different about them is that when you hold on to the sack and you squeeze, you can feel like the two eggs inside or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like two weevil wobbles inside chicken skin. It's just kind of hanging out. They don't really fall down. They're moving around.
I like that.
I like sometimes just kind of splayed out and just kind of just chilling, looking at them. And then there's those subtle movements where they're kind of, hey, no, I want to go in. No. I'm going to move. I'm going to go back away. You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
What?
You never really just looked at your junk? It's constantly fucking moving, like moving towards the temperature, away from the temperature.
Like a lava lamp?
Yes.
What
well, not
position
so fluid.
Are you in? Yeah, like how are you sitting?
I'm kind of in like a chaise lounge with like my arm over my head.
And his legs spread open.
Yeah. Wait, what is it? What is
Fred
that position?
Eagle.
I don't understand. Where
do you go to, like a fucking nudist retreat?
Imagine that deal, like a little bit longer.
That deal? Like, explain for the
listeners. Chaise lounge would be like a couch with only one arm, and then the back descends.
It's like a bed.
Okay.
Descends to the other end, and so there's no other arm. And so imagine me splayed out in the nude.
Yes, listener, imagine Sean splayed out in the nude.
They do all the time.
Caressing the bottom side of my gut with one arm, and the other arm splayed behind my back just so I can get ample viewing of my twig and berry.
I don't know if I really
mirror.
Did want to know that.
Sean, have you ever taken a mirror while you were sitting like that and just checked out your asshole?
No, it's tough. If you want to do that, you got to set the mirror on the floor and then kind of do a squat spin.
Oh, you squat over it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to watch out so something doesn't fall out.
Oh.
You can't control your bowels like that?
No. I drink way too much beer to control my bowels.
If you would be on the couch, you can kind of lean your asshole on the, I mean, your butt on the armrest, and then that'll pick up your pelvis into the air, and then you can just hold the mirror over.
Oh, yeah, or if you had one of those, like, full body length mirrors.
I feel like that would be bad for your neck, probably.
Probably.
Yeah, but the ends justify the means, I think.
Yeah, we're talking about looking at your end.
Right.
Yeah.
You're on the metal.
Peeking into the
bisque
is, you know.
The bisque?
The bisque.
Peek into the bisque.
That's my name for my butthole, is the bisque. It's the lobster bisque.
Oh. I was going to say, like, crab bisque.
From the amount of the quantity of beer I drink, what comes out of there pretty much looks like lobster bisque.
Darren just arrived.
Everybody.
Darren, we're talking about our balls.
Yes.
And how low they hang. How low do your balls hang?
And the hottest point, when you get to your hottest point.
Like in inches, how low down? Or?
No, like,
well, like
give
compared
it by,
to
like,
your
third
thigh.
Down
like,
thigh,
you know when you get hot and your balls run away from your body to cool off?
Yeah, not that low.
You can't tuck it into like a suit socks or anything?
No. No, I would say probably maybe 3 inches down my thigh would be the lowest point.
Oh.
All right, I want to bring this up right now. Darren, what is going on with your voice? Do you have a cold? Should I step away?
I do have a cold. I have a bad sore throat, and I have...
Everyone to the other side of the studio.
And
everyone to the other side.
Oh. I umpired today, and I was yelling and screaming, so that's why I'm late, too.
What were some of the things you were yelling?
Safe, out, strike,
go
ball.
On. Balls.
Get on your knees.
No, there was like a day camp of Yids like on the field. And they
I
kept,
love that band.
Wait, is that what a group of Yiddish people is called?
Yeah, well, it's a racial slur. I feel empowered to use it because I'm a Jew, but you shouldn't say that.
Okay.
Well, you have nothing to fear. They're Jewish anyway. But I'm saying technically you shouldn't say it.
They can buy me and sell me.
But these kids kept running on the field constantly, slowing the game. Like they would just run on the field. So then finally I stopped the game and I went over to, and it was like a few adult Yids standing there. And I'm like, you got to control your kids. And she's like, that's not my kid. I don't know who he is. Like, there's just some random kid running around.
Jeez.
They were probably lying to you because they wanted to go away.
I couldn't start the game because if that kid gets socked in the head, then I can get sued. You know? Yeah. So we got to keep waiting. And then.
Do the players fear you that you're a referee? Do they respect you?
I don't know. I wouldn't say respect. Yeah, I wouldn't say fear. I mean, it's just a softball game. Yeah.
Do they respect the Darren?
Oh, wait.
Fuck the umpire!
Wait, so it's softball? It's not like Little League Baseball?
This is so. I used to do Little League Baseball, but I got tired of it.
So how old are the the team members on the softball league?
20 and up. Okay. I don't know. There's like people of every age.
So it's like dudes.
There's one dude on a team I do that's like 75 years old, and he pitches. No, he throws like 90.
Jamie Moyer.
Yeah, they call him Zorro. He's like an old Puerto Rican guy that can't speak English at all. And he keeps playing every year.
Is he doing it for food?
I as well.
I don't know. That's a good question. Plátanos.
Yeah. Is it a money league or it's just for fun?
They have to pay to play in the league.
Right, but you don't win any money.
You win, yeah. There's a prize or something.
What's the prize?
I don't know. It should every year.
Darren's
changes.
Voice.
Yeah. My voice sounds like shit. I apologize.
Yeah, people in the chat are very concerned about you today.
I feel like I stopped the interesting talk about balls to talk about me.
You're as interesting as ball talk.
If not your smoky, handsome voice right now.
Wow. Yeah. It's a quiet storm.
So if you're gonna be refereeing every Sunday, is your voice going to sound like this?
No, because normally I think the combination of being sick and the game.
Oh, that's right. You're sick.
And also, we did the show earlier today, so probably I would have had some time to.
Should our interns get you some tea with honey?
Please. You have any Theraflu, interns?
What? Get the man some Theraflu.
Where's Shankletown?
We need to get on that thing that we talked about too, that about him doing Sid questions to celebrities. Can we just get that rolling?
No.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, I don't think Rob was into that idea.
Why not?
Well, it's just a matter of getting him in. We wouldn't be able to get him into.
Oh, no, you'd have him accost them in public when they're out.
We don't have to give him our equipment.
We'd have to work with TMZ. TMZ, call us when they're around.
No, I don't mean that. I mean when they do
metal bands.
When you find them when they're doing a show and when they're loading their crap in or whatever, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that could with one band, but not like a red carpet event.
Right. Well, when you could get him in, you know, if you could. If you can't,
I can't.
We can barely get ourselves in. Well, just you go. You let Frank go with him instead of you.
Fair enough.
Anyway.
Shankletown has replaced me.
So what did I miss with ball talk?
We were just all going over the size of our balls.
And the length of the dangle when they're hot.
Yeah.
What was that about bisque that I heard?
that's my pet name for my butthole.
He said something about the abyss, and I said,
"Oh,
did you
into
say bisque?"
The abyss, but yeah.
I've always got soup on the brain. Delicious.
Oh, Sid.
It's a good show title.
Yeah.
Oh, we were also talking about our band Pisskills, and how all the song titles have Pisskill in them. Uh-huh. Like Pisskilling is my business, and business is good.
Basically taking any band or any name with kill in it and just tacking piss onto the
piss
front.
Kill.
Not like substituting nouns, just tacking piss.
Yeah, like piss killing in the name of.
Right. How I could just piss kill a man.
That's good. I'll try to think of some during the break.
Sweet.
Also, this week, Sean found this clip of this German.
Mm-hmm. A kraut.
Who doesn't understand what the term party pooper means. Oh, wait, but we have a caller first. Let's take that.
It might be from Germany.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Who is this?
Oh, hey, this is Gabe.
What's up, Gabe? Where are you from?
I'm from Western Washington State.
How are you doing today, Gabe?
What am I doing? I'm pumped for seeing my favorite band tomorrow for the end of my April concert spree that I've been on this month.
Oh, yeah, what's
that? Is it Hoobastank?
Tomorrow? Tomorrow? Oh, no. No, I'm seeing Opeth tomorrow.
Oh, cool. You're going to that Opeth Mastodon Ghost
show,
right?
Wait, who's headlining in your town?
I think Opeth is the last band.
Lucky.
Yeah. Cool. And so what?
Is this your first concert that you're going to?
Is this my first concert that I'm going to? No.
Yeah.
He said this is the last of a streak of April concerts.
Oh.
Wait.
Yeah, I've been to one. I've been to concerts on the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 7th, 13th, and the 20th, and tomorrow's my last one.
What are all those bands?
Well, the first one was the Metal Alliance Tour, the one with Devil Driver and Dying Fetus. And then the second was Black Dahlia Murder, Nile Skeleton, Witch, Hour of Penance. The fourth was Protest the Hero, Periphery, and a couple other bands that aren't worth being remembered. And the 13th was I can't even remember. Oh, yes, the 13th was Sepultura, Death Angel, and Havoc.
Some of the charts.
And then
Mother Raper
the 20th was Behemoth and Latane.
Cool.
Sir. So you should definitely show up early for Kiss, for Ghost, not for Kiss.
For Kiss. For
Kiss.
Show extra early.
Kiss is like
I am very excited to see Ghost because I was unable to go when they came around for that short headlining tour when they missed those other dates.
Yep.
Sir, I have a very important question.
Sid has an important question for you, Gabe.
So
what,
this long
the point?
So you're going to, how many do you have left?
How many do I have left in this spree? Just one. That's tomorrow.
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Whoa. Yeah.
Come on.
We never make it to the come on.
I knew we might not have the Clipper. There we go. But I just, I was bored of that kid.
Okay.
Your computer was on mute by mistake.
So as I was saying, Sean found this clip about a German guy who doesn't understand the meaning of a party pooper. Mm-hmm.
It's
I work some hours in an office, you know, and to groups of people, they're talking and one say about Jennifer, eine Kollegin, she colleague. Oh. I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper. Really? Jennifer poops at parties? So she poops at parties so and people know this? I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door. Jennifer goes to the party and then poops, but she do it so people know. Where do she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell? This sound horrible.
I tell you, when I hear that accent, I run the other fucking way. I'm sorry.
Maybe she go
fan.
Like by the tables
the
with the gift
the world,
and the present and the punches bowl.
And the punches bowl.
The carpets.
The carpets.
This sound like Jennifer. You have some mental issue. Have you spoken to someone about it? This serious. You make a poop in the party, so people may know.
Oh.
I want to go to parties with Jennifer just to make observation.
Does Jennifer
she poops at parties?
What is that?
Flushing the toilet?
No, that's this.
The Nazi rally?
Yeah.
He's a pure angeschloss.
Jennifer poops at the party! Then she leaves the door to the open to people. Can smell and see her poops. Sieg Heil!
That's what Hitler was saying.
No one knew it.
I mean, Jennifer.
Yeah. And that was a big misunderstanding that
yeah.
Was World War II.
It's just an
Jennifer,
etiquette issue.
Jennifer was Jewish, so he equated that.
Yeah, someone called Hitler a party pooper, and he's like, Nein! Nein!
And then, and then there was a Yid day camp that kept running onto the field, and he's like, these fucking kids.
Juden! Juden!
All this Hitler talk, I bet Carol's calling in as we speak.
Oh, where is Carol?
Maybe she doesn't remember the phone number.
Y'all are butts.
Carol has been running amok in the comment yeah. section of Metal Injection.
She's totally following the Shlomo paradigm.
Can you tweet at her?
What's her? I think, Rob, we want to do it?
Are there any new Carolisms?
No, we have not heard from her today.
I thought you meant on the forum, though.
Oh, nothing that we'd feel comfortable saying on the air. Let's leave that to her.
Oh, my goodness.
We could just repeat what she said. Doesn't mean we're endorsing her.
Fair enough.
Give us a paraphrase version.
No.
Well, she commented on the Dave Mustaine story. Actually, she tweeted about when she commented on it, so let me just look at it.
I thought it was interesting, though, that when she called in, she was, like, all hesitant to say stuff.
At first,
stuff. Yeah. But then she finally slipped in an N-word or whatever, but she went to the forums, and she just cut loose.
Yep.
She's like, oh, Nagers this, and now Jews and that, and blah, blah, blah. But on the air, she was like hesitating.
Like somehow, if we have a clip of her voice saying it, that's way worse than her in text saying it 40 different places all over the internet.
The internet, you know, makes you, I guess, you know, less inhibited. I don't know why.
Hopefully that's the only way she lets her inhibitions go on the internet.
She put up a picture of herself, too, right?
On anyone's up or whatever.
Yeah.
What? Wait, what? What?
No.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No. Well, that site doesn't exist anymore.
What are you talking about?
Is Anyone Up doesn't exist anymore.
Why not?
It's been closed down. He sold it to some anti-bullying website.
Really?
And I was actually going to bring
that the exact opposite of what
he was
doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But then he said he felt bad or something.
Oh, yeah, God. Did you start another one?
No, he's done with it. He's just going to DJ and stuff.
Fucking bullshit.
Are you okay?
What really bothers me about that is that I am amazed that in the entire run of that website, neither Noah or Sean ever made it onto that website.
How do we know?
I don't know.
I
never check it every day.
I would have seen.
Yes, Google.
I assure you.
Sid has a Google alert about
Sean. I've sorted by New York. I've sorted by Brooklyn. I've updated that. When I go to the bathroom at work to kill time, I look
refresh,
at
refresh.
Yeah.
Wait, so she was
no
at
Sean
it?
And no Noah. No, she wasn't. Oh. He was kidding.
Sid F5's every website on the internet looking for Sean.
I want to see naked pics of this broad.
I don't know about
she,
that, Sean.
You do that. She's 50.
Yeah.
So what?
She kind of looks like Dave Mustaine.
But she's now pseudo famous to me.
You know,
that
she
means
does
I want to see her
look
naked.
Like Dave Mustaine.
Yeah. Like his sister or something.
I
or
thought
his
she,
cousin.
When I was listening, I thought she would look like Kathy Bates in Misery.
No, it's that's like if Kathy Bates ate Dave Mustaine.
Oh. Oh, okay. Great.
Kathy Bates with blonde hair, I would say, is a good close. But her face, I feel like Kathy Bates looks like a mom. Like she, to me, she's not hideous.
Yeah. No, but in Misery, she looked
Swollen
Reba McEntire? Can we go with that?
What I was going to say is that her face
good
is bandage. Too, like, it's like withered with anger. You know?
Yeah,
it's like
a Wicked Witch kind of
like
thing.
She might have been hot, like, 30 years ago before she was a racist.
Yeah.
I feel, but I also think that for, like, a lady her age, it's interesting how she keeps up with current music.
Yeah, that's
like, she knows
true.
A lot
well, she's
about
shut
music.
In. She's got nothing else to do with her time.
Yeah, but
she could, like, sew a sweater
she
for her grandkids.
She had 19,000 tweets. 19,000.
From us? Are we bumping her tweets? Oh, her tweeting.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't
I thought
really
even follow
use
her.
Twitter like appropriately. She just
responds racistly to people.
Well, and she retweets a lot. I don't know.
Yeah,
can
like,
we read some of her tweets on the air?
Oh, yeah. We have a Master Tweet Theater.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Sure. You got them?
Yep.
All right, stand by. Hold on. I got to set this up. All right, go ahead. I gotta find some of these are stupid.
Well, I'm gonna hand you the link to her Twitter if you wanna look it up.
I
don't
know how to do this for
you. We hired Morgan Freeman once.
is there, I can't find me some good ones.
See, it doesn't even make any sense.
They're just boring.
What's the most hateful?
What's wrong? Again, I think space travel subjects the body to too much radiation, so I'm against it. What?
Oh, well, she wrote a message for us on the forum.
Really?
She wrote a few.
Okay, hold on. Here, Dara. I'll link Rob.
Oh, okay. Obama is a pimp. He don't need U.S. unemployment benefits. And I'm sure he'll take.
I don't know.
Why would he need unemployment? He's rich.
When he gets sent out of office and he won't have a job.
Because he's a pimp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that like a positive thing in the culture's lexicon?
I thought I saw a whole bunch of racist tweets, but I don't see any now. Sorry. That was a bust. If you find any, show me and I'll read it.
What was the note to us in the forum?
Oh, it's just a link to her talking in the forum.
Oh.
Not actually her, like, audio.
I just wanted to say I had kind of a good time talking to y'all on the radio Sunday night. Y'all are some butts, though. not quite as big as the Water Tower butt in Gaffney. I like the other singer for Sepultura better.
No, she wrote Sepultura.
Sepultura. Also, Soulfly is a hellacious band, like them in Cavalera Conspiracy. Igor might get into the band as evidenced on February 26th. I told them they had more fun on my birthday than I did. I sat at home by myself as usual. I'm antisocial, but in a good way. I correspond instead of interact face-to-face until the day when I meet somebody I want to interact with. It's safer that way.
Sounds like an exaggerated version of Daryl Hammond's Al Gore impression.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It does.
Why did you hang up so abruptly when we were talking? It was rude, as I'd expected from a bunch of buttholes. But tell me why, Kay?
And do we have an age on this person?
52.
And then someone,
she used the N-word in her next
post.
Yeah,
somebody posted California Love by Tupac, the video, and then she writes, now, there's some offensive language here, people, so bear with me.
Oh, please.
That's the crazy nigger from the Fifth Element. Who is that doo-doo? O-Town looks to be overrun with niggers.
Oh, my God.
That's better get to taking care of business. Look at the smoke coming off him. He just came out the hole. No sex in hell. He won't tell you that, though. He's trying to bring others down to get some heat off of him. Looks like a rip of Mad Max to me. That's stealing, isn't it?
Is she insinuating that like the ghost of Tupac is trying to get other dudes to die so that they can go to hell and he can fuck them in the ass?
He is in Satan, right?
Yeah, well, Tupac is part of that, I guess.
Well, he's black.
And was she referring to Chris Tucker in the beginning?
Yeah, the guy from Fifth Element.
Yeah,
he's in that video, He's like the ringleader of...
At least she's a movie buff.
Yeah.
And she didn't go for Rush Hour, which is good.
I didn't mind that nagger man in the Fifth Element. He was good.
I like when you say nagger. It's like slightly less offensive.
It's just that's how her twang is. She gets so into saying it, you know?
She's also, I think, in her avatar, she just has her hair down, and that's all she's wearing.
Wait, no.
Show us.
No.
Let me see this.
Please, God, no.
She's wearing a flesh-colored shirt.
No, she has a shirt on.
She's wearing a Spartan bird.
Why can't we see their avatar, Rob's? Rob's.
It's on the forum.
Ribs.
Here.
Oh, for fuck's sake. I don't really want to see this.
Yeah, I think she's naked.
It's just the same picture she has on all her.
But there's like a larger...
I guess.
Zoom out.
Enhance.
Yeah, like CSI.
Yeah.
I need to see what her titties look like.
Enhance.
No, her avatar for Twitter is different. She's wearing clothes.
No, in metal.
But she looks like such a sweet, like, lady.
I don't know. She looks like a... I don't know. Does she look like a sweet lady?
You know who she looks like? She looks like a slightly more feminine Seth Putnam. Slightly.
Mixed with slightly more feminine Buzz Osborne.
Yeah. Well, it's like Seth Putnam with Buzz Osborne's hair.
Yeah, not feminine, really.
But
no.
Seth Putnam.
So, Sean, if you met Carol at a concert, would you bang her?
Would I? Was
if you were single?
Come on.
Bang her head against
the
wall.
Without a doubt.
That's silly.
I'd impregnate that little hate monger fashion and she could head spin around.
Would you just knock her out and have one of your black friends bone her? Make
sure,
her even sadder.
Sure.
Man, really.
You would give birth to Prussian Blue if you fucked her.
Does that band still exist?
She probably hit it because of my shaved head and tattoos and
shit.
But if we did slip her the Mickey with one of my black friends, that'd be a nice little, like,
especially
you know,
if his
gotcha.
Mickey.
Those people, like, racist people always want to secretly fuck a black dude, though, I think, on some level.
I think it's the same way along the lines of, like, people that hate the gays are usually gay.
Sure.
Or bisexual.
By the way, I think Prussian Blue grew up and they're not racist now.
And one of them's hot.
Yeah. Wow, are they twins, though?
They were twins, but one got
twins?
Older, one, yeah, one
okay.
got the looks, the other one got the runoff.
I always wonder about that, like twins, like what if one of them really likes to eat and gets fatter, like is the other one disappointed that they don't look the same?
What do they care?
I don't think they want to look the same.
Yeah. But what if one's way more attractive than the other? Wouldn't that other one be like, fuck? You know?
You ever see Patrick Swayze's brother? No. Patrick Swayze's brother looks exactly like Patrick Swayze, but... somehow, like, as if he had Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And
sort of
not
like Clint Howard.
Yeah. Huh?
Like Clint Howard.
You could tell that it's his brother, but he just looks really weird.
Frank Stallone.
Stallone.
Well, I guess Frank Stallone's a good-looking guy, though.
Can we make that a drop?
Sure.
Frank Stallone is a good-looking
guy. He's not like fucking Clint Howard.
No, that's true.
Are you trying to say Clint Howard's really attractive? And
yeah.
He's not on that
he's
level.
He's fine. His
Clint
other drop. I would
wine.
Fuck Clint Howard.
Yeah. Really, who would?
You sound a little too aggro there. You need to be more sensual.
I would fuck
that. I would.
2 out of 10 would not bang. Anyway.
Yeah. So.
Did somebody tweet at her? Did this happen?
Yeah, I tweeted at her to call in. but she doesn't seem online. She's probably getting her medicine.
Or taking care of her 27 kids.
Or maybe she's watching Sepultura right now.
Look, Stay Sick 91 just said her calling in was staged for Rattings.
For what?
Rattings with two T's. Rattings.
Oh, Rattings.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
There were rats here, which we call out a call in to get rid of them.
Yeah.
Stephen,
I'm glad we pay attention to our Rattings every week. Yeah. As well.
Somebody get Nielsen on the phone.
Yeah.
Tell them we're going to have a rat eventually.
Oh, ratings. I get it.
Oh, jeez.
Ratings.
Yeah, and I got that before you, Rob.
Yeah.
I wasn't looking at the chat. I was just, what is the thing with the rats? What, were there rats here? I mean, Sean wasn't here last week. Where were the rats? Sean brings the rats.
Are you going to take that, Sean?
He lives in Manhattan. There's a lot of infestation in Manhattan. He could have brought it in his jacket.
Have you ever had a rat in your apartment?
Rat? No. I've had mice before, yeah. Not in my current apartment, but in New York, yes.
And
roaches.
Well, roaches, I mean.
Water bugs. I've had a lot of water bugs.
Yeah.
And those
What's really the difference?
A big roach.
Water bugs are crunchier.
And
the bigger ones?
Water bugs can grow to be like the size of your hand.
Oh, my God. I've seen some massive water bugs.
Those are the ones that can
too.
Fly, too, right?
And they can fly, yeah.
What?
Remember when we were doing the live cast in my old apartment?
Yeah.
And I made you pick one up and throw it out?
Yes.
That was a water bug.
Okay.
They can't really fly.
See, I thought that was the roach, and then the little, like, one-inch ones were the water bugs.
No.
It's the pattern on their back. They have, like, a different pattern on their back.
Okay.
Looks like a tire tread. They can't really fly, though. They jump. They jump really far.
Oh, I thought
like
something
flying.
Kind of...
No,
like a chicken,
don't have
they kind of... Oh, right.
But they... I had one that was, like... I went to go kill it with my shoe... And it was bigger than my shoe.
Oh God!
It was wider. Not
your shoe
longer.
Wasn't like a dog.
Was it a croc you were holding?
A croc.
Yeah. No.
It all oozed through the holes.
The blood went through the holes. Ah, gross.
But you're not.
No,
the...
but it was yellow like his Crocs.
Yeah. My Crocs were blue. First of all.
Yeah. You didn't even
yellow Crocs.
Yeah. Why not? What do you
think? His color urine Crocs.
And secondly, I don't wear Crocs anymore.
It's racism against the Oriental.
Oh, is it because Noah kept hazing you? You couldn't.
No, it's there. First of all, because that pair I had died, and then it was winter, so I didn't. I'm not gonna wear Crocs in the winter.
But now that spring is coming,
yeah, probably gonna get a new pair.
And a yellow one.
You heard it here first, people.
No, I vote for... we should actually put it to a vote in the chat room and on the site.
Yeah,
color? I vote for seafoam. Seafoam green.
I vote yellow.
Okay.
Wait, I want to see all
Or burnt umber.
I want to see all the options.
We'll do a poll. Whichever one comes in first, I won't do it. I'll do the second one.
Fine. But can we rig them? Can we rig them so the real one comes in second?
Yeah, right, let's do that.
I like it.
I'm putting in...
Wow. Crocs is really expanding. It's not just the shoe you would think of. They have like Vans type shoes.
No.
I would wear pink Crocs, by the way.
Pink Crocs.
Yeah, they're asking for pink in the chat.
They have these like Eddie Van Halen design type Crocs now. Like,
I'm very secure in my manhood. I would wear any gay feminine color.
Nice.
A color can be gay.
Well,
you
yeah,
could just be feminine,
couldn't it?
What about lavender? Would you wear a lavender Crocs?
Sure. Why not?
Turquoise.
Mauve.
Why not?
Okay.
Coral.
You name it, I'll wear it.
Coral. Get some
eggshell.
You should just have a pair of Crocs to match like all of your nice collared shirts. Every color you have, the same colored Crocs.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So like how urban individuals will match like their hat to like you know like their shoes.
Yeah,
and
but
like,
I'm not that stylish.
All right.
I need one pair of Crocs to be comfortable.
I did like noticing that Crocs have gone way international. I know that we saw that big giant Crocs store in Atlantic City, but when me and my sister went to Dublin 2 summers ago, there was a wing in the airport in Dublin that had a whole hallway that was just a wall of a rainbow of Crocs, just every color imaginable. It was like the M&M store for Crocs.
Wow.
Nutty.
Yeah, there's a Crocs store in Atlantic City, which I'm dying to go to.
There's a sense you hear often.
Well, every time I go,
I smell another bachelor party.
Let's all go to Orion Festival.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
That's Metallica Festival?
Yeah, and we'll hang out in Atlantic City, get crazy, and take Darren to the Crocs store.
What does the Metallica Festival consist of?
It's a 2-day festival.
With bands and comedians.
Uh-huh. And they have also, like, lifestyle stuff, like a surf competition,
isn't
a car show.
Isn't Metallica performing enough of a joke that they don't need comedians also?
Well, now it's like an amusement park.
They're going to be covering Ride the Lightning one night and then the Black Album the next time.
Covering it?
Yeah, exactly. Because it'll sound nothing like it. That's why.
Yeah. Boom, zing.
Got it. Loved it.
Rob, you're fired.
Print that.
Will Jeff Dunham be there?
Oh, jeez.
No, Jim Norton.
I was going to say, that's like the same demographic.
Yeah.
You know? Jeff Dunham and Metallica fans.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
But tickets are like $750.
Cool. No, it's $150 for 2 days. It's cheaper than the Big Four, and it's for two shows. It's ridiculous.
But you also have to take in consideration the hotels that you're going to pay for.
Yeah, so. I guess so.
I get
yeah.
free hotels over there.
Oh, yeah?
Can you get us a hotel
during
room?
During the week, I can. Yeah.
No.
Oh, no. It's a Saturday and Sunday.
What are the other big bands on the list?
So here's the thing.
There's some non-metal bands.
There's like a non-metal. Like the main stage is not really metal.
What is it, like Rihanna?
Arctic Monkeys, Avenged Sevenfold, Modest Mouse, Gaslight Anthem.
Really?
Eric Church, Cage the Elephant, Fucked Up.
They want to sell as many
tickets.
It's just
bands that they like.
They like these bands?
Buddy.
The Jim Brewer Heavy Metal
it's
Comedy
bands
Tour.
That their kids like, probably.
Yeah,
no,
I think they would just grab
it's
people.
No. It's just Kirk Hammett likes all these other bands.
I think Lars has a lot to do with this.
Really?
But then Liturgy, which is a black metal band.
Is Diamond
Ghost,
Head going to be there?
No. The Sword, Jim Florentine, and John Jameson, A Place to Bury Strangers. But then there's a metal stage with Suicidal Tendencies, Sepultura, The Black Dahlia Murder, Torch, Let Live, Red Fang, Kinged, Charred Walls of the Dam are playing the main stage, Landmine Marathon, Black Tusk, and Thy Will Be Done.
It's not that bad.
Yeah.
Better than like, you know, some, you know, usual metal festivals that come
yeah,
around.
Yeah, if you look at like the schedule, the way they line it up, I mean, you could be watching metal all day, you know?
Well, or just not just metal, just decent bands.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, totally. Like, you know, I could see that there's pockets where, okay, now is when I would go off and go to the surf competition.
Yeah, exactly. And it's an all-day thing, so it ends at 11.
Oh.
And it starts at 1. So that's
and what is, where is it housed?
Atlantic in Bader
the
Field.
The convention
it's in
center?
Some field.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's outside?
Yeah, it's an outdoor thing.
The sun.
The sun is so nice.
I only do fake tanning.
Yeah. I need to be in a tent fanned and eating grapes.
On a chaise lounge?
Yeah.
Watching your junk vibrate?
Watching my butthole.
Labia pulse.
Yeah. Pulse and peak and pinch.
Throbbing labia. Opening for throbbing gristle.
Ooh. I got to read something Morbid Tosa just said. Give me food, give me fire, give me jabba jabba die. That was good. Thank you.
All right. Great. Well, let's take a music break.
Oh.
Started off with some, you might have heard of this band. I think they're going to be really big one day.
Pantera.
Medicine.
Oh, my joke was ruined.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Dude, I didn't know. I swear I didn't know.
Why wouldn't I do this?
I thought...
Is this last week's joke?
It's every week's joke. No, all right. Let's get to the actual
music
break.
I'm sorry I ruined your joke.
Here's some High on Fire. I'm loving their new record, Dave Ramirez Mysteries. It's my favorite track off the album, Bloody Knuckles.
This is Chuck Blandington. Remember when sideburns were cool? No, neither do I. Sorry, Rob. You're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet, if it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hello. This is your wacky announcer, Chuckles Blandington. It's been a while since the last live cast. And what has gone on in the meantime? Well, all I know is Noah put on a bikini, and it caused a bunch of riots in Egypt. Have those guys never seen Israeli booty before? Weird. Here's the show. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the show that would have the largest average penis size of any podcast on the internet. If it wasn't for one person throwing off the average. Thanks a lot, Noah. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
man. Got any reefer? Nope. Okay, how about some crack cocaine? None of that either. What about glue? Do you have any glue? God damn. Then I guess I'll have to settle for the Metal Injection Live cast. Here it is.
Drugs, drugs, talk about drugs. How's everybody doing? It's hour number two of the Metal Injection Live.
I'm doing terrible.
Oh no. What's wrong with Darren, everyone?
Well, we discussed this already.
Remember up? Your low hanging balls?
No, those are mine.
Those are mine.
Are you okay, Sean?
Balls are all pulled off.
You sat on my balls.
Have you ever done that?
Once. But it wasn't like I sat on it, kind of like hopped up quick onto a bar stool and then sort of like caught like a little bit. You know,
I've
like
had
a,
that.
You know, you're like, oh God. Yeah. And you have to stand up, kind of shake it off, and then, you know, but not actually where the balls are underneath my thigh and then you sat down.
It's more in the summer when they're slick and you get some slippage. If you're not wearing any particular, tight underwear with no support, you get some slippage.
This is all good to know.
We have a caller.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. 707, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Sean from California.
What's up, Sean from California?
I was wondering if you could thrash or trash my band.
Sean from California is just as annoying as Sean from Hell's Kitchen, New York.
He sounds very enthusiastic about this, though. Maybe we should consider it.
What kind of band is it?
We're like black and crust punk, kind of.
Sweet.
Like filth.
Let's hear it.
Like filth. Like amoebics.
Like doom.
All right, Rob has it queued up.
Hello?
All right, here we go. This is the track we're playing, your crust punk band.
Mm-hmm. How do you have it?
He sent it.
Oh.
Yeah.
There it is. It sounds familiar yet different.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, that's all right. Good
Don't
production.
So good. I like the drumming.
It doesn't sound very crusty, though.
Oh, good riff.
It's a little...
Dick riff!
It's a little derivative. It's like Pantera-ish.
It does sound a bit like Pantera, but that can never be a bad thing.
Yeah.
Yeah!
That's not much.
Very Texas bluesy.
Wait, what's that? What's that?
John, that's not my band.
Oh. Wait, what's the name of the song?
But that's what you said.
Why would we lie?
John.
I mean,
wouldn't
whoever
you
the
listen, was? I was going to say, take credit for this.
Yeah.
You know? Play your band after this. It's not terrible.
All right, what's your band? What's your band?
I'll post a link in the chat.
Okay.
In the chat.
Let's see, he's posting.
Shit, fuck!
Yeah. John from California is posting.
Which is your username? Because 80 people.
My God, your breath,
it's Mortal Remains.
Mortal Remains.
Oh, there.
Okay, what's the name of the band?
Aristratos.
Okay, let's play. Here it is, Aristratos.
What does that
mean?
Some shitty Spanish soccer team.
That was a crust punk we're playing right now.
Sounds like a prog rock band.
Yeah, it's like a Portuguese airline.
Oh man, that's a really thick riff. I like it.
Shankletown said Eric Estrada.
Yeah.
Hot lick.
Oh, this is not bad.
I like the tone.
Sean, this is really good.
Come on, I think we can all agree that nothing would be a thrash.
I don't even think we need to go around the table.
Where's that dinging sound, Darren?
Where did you record this? It sounds really good.
Yeah.
What's the name of this band? Aeropostale, you said?
Aeropostale.
Very rich.
What's
in
the
my
name
ear?
Of the song?
Stay Six says, sounds melodic, like Machine Head at point. Yeah, this does sound like Machine Head.
Yeah.
All right, there you have Aeropostale with another hit on Thrash of the
Treasure. Okay, let's play it for real. Okay. Sean's been a good sport. Let's play his bad.
How do we know he's been a good sport? You might be like planning to kill us now.
Yeah. He's
outside
with the shotgun.
Here's Aeropostale.
Fucking guys.
Yeah, this Aeropostale rip. That's so good.
It was Eric Estrada, wasn't it? Not Eric.
Your band has a bright future.
I think it's Eric Estrada Postal.
I love the vocals.
Yeah, the vocals sound great.
Yow!
By the way, the name of this song is Piss Kill.
Yeah.
No, okay. Let's play for real, though.
All right.
Let's play for real. For real. And I'm not going to play Medicine Man. This is really it. Wait, this says the name of the band is Blackout Band.
Say what?
Is this it?
This is really it.
Oh, we've been trolled.
Aww.
It's a good thing we trolled him first.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. That was a different person that posted it.
you're a dick.
Well, I mean, he's still on the line. Sean?
Wait. Just for that, we're going to play Medicine times in a row again.
What
spell,
is it?
Spell.
Yeah, I got it.
I was going to ask him to spell Aeropostale so we can...
Aristratos.
Aristotle. Aristotle.
Very emotional.
Some say love, it is a river. Wow, that just came out of nowhere. It's like, you might want to ease up on those tempo changes.
Oh, and back to the mellow. Yeah, back to the mellow.
Good.
Okay.
I can remember.
It's a little abrupt.
Oh, great vocals. The mellow. Here we go. Maybe. Nope. Do you have multiple vocalists and a female, one of them?
Yes.
Oh, this is a good part.
This is a good breakdown.
I like the killer cop sample.
Very eclectic.
Oh my god.
Alright, Aristratos. You know what? From what I heard, I didn't think it was bad.
Optimal Super Players in the house.
I really wonder, I truly wonder if people outside of the greater New York area get how funny
that is. I don't care.
To me, that's...
They're asking us to play Cracked Out, by the way.
Oh, Cracked Out is awesome. Wow, how do people know about Cracked Out? Oh, we played it on the show, yeah. We played Fupa.
Fupa? We played a different song, then. Fucking your mom.
I had a band back in the day called Fupa Feedback.
Bet you did.
It was nice.
Were they as successful or less successful than Piss Killed?
Well, that's to be told. We don't know until the EP comes out.
Would you like to hear Fucking Your Mom's in the Ass
yes,
right now?
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's a whole video to it. I should just fast forward. Here it is.
Yo, your mom's is looking straight thick tonight. I think I'll inject her with my pink dick tonight. But her pussy ain't the place that I want to do the deed in. Her asshole, that's the pot that I want to plant my seed in. I took your mom to Burger King. I made her pay for my food and then I pulled a sing sing. I fucked her ass till it shot brighter than bling bling. Got your mom's doubled over screaming, I'm the fuck king. Hey yo, I got a nursery rhyme for you. Hickory dickory, my cock's a mommy's poo poo. I'm like Chuck Berry, how much I love a doodoo pack of fudge like a diva and I poker just like Mushu. My favorite fruit is your mom's dingleberries. Out of all three stooges, I would be Larry. That means I'm in the middle of a leg. I feel like a frat boy drinking from an Aztec. So step aside while I claim my crown as the king of motherfuckers of this town. Your mom's tight asshole erases my frown. I can't hang around no more. I'm large intestine bound. We're fucking your mom in the ass.
It gets better.
Yeah, we're fucking your mom in the ass. Cracked out, fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom to the ass. My cock is a boat that's about to dock in. The sweetest little dock that a cock could dock in. You see me and your mom, we've been talking. And right about now, our boots been knocking. In and out, in and out, in and out, in. Sodomy is Rickadale's favorite sin. Whether her anus is gray or pink, I'm gonna throw my junk in a kitchen sink. She'll be screaming, Rickadale, do it again! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 fingers in her ass, and she gives me that look like it's better than the best shit she ever took. I rush the book, I'm loosening up your shit box. I take it mad slow, and my tongue is top notch. I stick it in, give mommy salad a toss. Then I give your mom an enema with barbecue sauce. Casey masterpiece in her brown eye makes your mom's ass taste like the 4th of July.
The best line ever.
I drive a load in the back door and I'm in a coma. Your mom's my team, my lucky star. Cause her brown eyes shine like a Cadillac car. Starlight, stop right. Your mama's ass is tight. Starlight, stop right. We're fucking your moms in the ass. Cracked out, fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom in the ass. We're fucking your moms in the ass. Yeah, we're fucking your moms in the ass. Cracked out, fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom. Yeah, we're fucking your mom in the ass.
All right, that was Aeropostale. Fucking your moms in the ass. Coming up in the next hour, it's Pantera with a little Medicine Man. But first, a little Pantera with Medicine.
You should do an air shift on Sirius where all you do is play the song.
Yeah. I want to do at least a block. I think I'm going to do it this week. Jose's out.
How fast would you get fired if that happened?
I wouldn't. Jose would be the only, like, the one that... and he loved Pantera as his favorite band. He would never be against it.
Yeah, but come on. That's how you can know if Jose's actually listening to your show. If you play that 8 times.
No, he definitely does. Jose listens to Sirius anytime he can.
He would probably be so stoned, though, that he'd think it was like a hallucination and just let it go.
Yeah, this is wrong.
This is a dance mix.
I didn't know he had those highs in him.
This is Cowboy. Yeah. We could not find a live clip of this. I don't think he's ever pulled this off live. But. It's pretty much the greatest Pantera song ever. We've decided.
That's true.
It has been. What? What is the greatest Pantera song ever?
It's probably like Cemetery Gates.
The Rob Van Dam song.
Get out of here.
Rob Van Dam. Come on. That connection is just awesome to me.
I vote fucking Hostile or I'm Broken.
Fucking Hostile is good.
The Rob Van Dam song. Sorry. That's it.
Oh, fucking Hostile.
Because then you're going to get like some Van Daminators.
Nah,
some moonsalt.
That's
awesome.
True, that's not
it
the comes song
with
itself.
Awesomeness, but it's that's the connection.
I do a fucking Hostile. 5 minutes alone, I think.
Awesome. 5 minutes alone is a good
thing. What's the favorite Pantera album? Mine is Far Beyond Driven.
The one with Walk on it.
Vulgar Display of Power.
Yeah. Right, vulgar.
Yeah.
4-1, you lose.
But just
Far Beyond Driven has a gay planet.
Yes.
Planet.
Look at this song. It's fucking ripped.
5 minutes alone, man.
Yeah.
It's ripped.
Yeah.
I would put this as number 3.
So many good riffs on this one.
I don't know. I feel just like
Walk
becoming
is worn out.
This riff.
Welcome.
No.
What about reinventing the steel?
Yeah. Yeah. And then this riff.
How about Diabolus and Musica?
Ah!
How about that one?
That's
the crowd pleaser.
He's actually answering you. That's Slayer. Slayer, okay.
I like their album Reload. That was really good.
Oh,
it's not bad.
Oh, a new level. Oh, my God. A new level is
phenomenal.
Remember
when Dimebag played on St. Anger? That was great. Let's just piss everyone off.
Could use more garbage cans.
What the?
Cut it off right when the vocals come on.
This is, I mean, Dimebag is the riff master.
Yes,
this sounds like
he's
singing.
Guys,
shit,
what about man. This love? Do we like this love?
I like this love.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
I only like the chorus of this love.
I think Far Beyond Driven is a great workout album, too. You know how I've spoken the praises of Hatebreed's perseverance. Far Beyond Driven is right up there.
I feel like Satisfaction with Death and Desire would be a better workout than Perseverance.
Seasons in the Abyss. Seasons in the Abyss.
Seasons is a good one. Yeah, I love Seasons in the Abyss. That's my favorite, my second favorite player. Like Rain and Blood, obviously.
I like that better than Rain and Blood.
I don't know.
I like Seasons in the Abyss.
It's not any.
I definitely like it better than South of Heaven. I think we've had this discussion on the show.
I hate South of Heaven. That's my least favorite player.
No, that's my third favorite.
Really?
That's my at least, except for the Evolution.
The new metal one?
Yeah. Because that's not even like Slayer.
Right, no. That was on the Dracula 2000 soundtrack.
Yeah.
Hey, remember when Fall Out Boy covered this song?
This song?
No.
Live.
Yeah.
Only Sean would know.
No, when Madonna covered it.
Yeah, didn't Madonna cover it?
Really?
Yeah. Well, just the guitar part.
Yeah.
Or no, and Domination, I believe.
It was Fall Out Boy with Keith Buckley from Every Time I Die singing.
This riff, too.
Is he related to Jeff Buckley?
Nope, Jordan Buckley.
You made that joke probably a million times.
Have I? Why would I make that joke?
You repeat yourself.
What?
Oh, Sid, are you going to take that? Are you going to take that?
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Sid. I steal jokes and you repeat yours.
I'm sorry, Sid. Are we going to have a Roblem?
No!
Oh, it's all about Rob. Always turning it. Yeah.
Mention
Rob.
How you
did
work
you mean
out
a rib,
again.
A riblem?
I said when I did work, when I did go to the gym. I shouldn't even say work out.
Well, listen, that's why you stopped working out, because you keep constantly listening to Hatebreed. And you're like, I don't want to have to listen to that fucking album again. I'm not going to work out. Why would you ever? It turned.
If I had to go somewhere and listen to Hatebreed, that would make me not go there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's other stuff I found I could listen to. Judas Priest, Painkiller, that's a great album.
When I went to the gym, it was only Graf Orlok, The Chariot, and Pig Destroyer was. Old.
I feel Grind was too fast.
That's what kept me, because I have a slight ADHD, and that kind of kept
but
me.
But like, I feel, for example, if you're running on the treadmill or doing any sort of cardio, I feel you run at the beat of the music. So Grind was so like too fast for like I couldn't keep up with it.
Rob almost fell off the elliptical.
Yeah. No, I kept running into the elliptical because I was running so fast. Because I was like,
no, the elliptical is the one where your legs swing.
Oh, the elliptical. I'm sorry.
Rob ran through the front of the machine, out the window.
There was like a cartoon cut out of Rob.
It was like the coolest
cartoon with the
oh,
legs.
Yeah!
Just in a circular motion, like my legs are forming a circle. Just like so
what was on the other side? Like ribs or something? Or
there was a McDonald's directly across the street from the gym
He kept running into the window. The flake
there's a big sign that says brand new mixed shrimp cocktail.
His trainer.
Oh, my God, no. I would never.
You know,
I would never.
The other day, I was at the supermarket, and in the freezer, I saw that bag of shrimp.
The same one.
That you had one time, and I was like, should I buy this for Rob?
No.
Always. If you ever come into shrimp,
that was so
you need
you
to
were
give
just,
it to Rob.
So gross. Like Rob was eating raw shrimp.
Oh, man, I came into so much shrimp today.
Rob will eat it.
That's not a deterrent.
No, not at all.
Someone said pain piss killer, by the way. Yeah, that should be
oh,
noted.
Pain piss? That's good.
Good one.
Oh, Velociraptus said that.
Rapist? Rapist.
Well, he said Rattings before, so I'm trying to keep things consistent here.
I think this show is Rattings are through the roof on this one.
There's rats all over the roof.
The studio has been infected with rats.
Wait, do you have 100 Proof Live on
here? Yeah, this is what this is.
Just start the beginnings and the ends of songs and listen to
just,
ensemble.
Oh, I love his banter.
Turn to the guy next to you, blow your bullshit breath in his face.
Let's go to the end.
And rape. All over my penis and face.
Ah, oh, they're part of this love rule.
Dun 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 dun.
No banter? Come on.
I think it's all the end of the song.
Yeah, this is the end of it.
There you go.
There you go. Any black people in this audience?
Let's go. They didn't, because then he got shot.
Oh no.
Don't go there, Sean.
That was false advertising.
I love it, man. I swear to God.
I didn't know we had audio of that. Wow, that's crazy.
It was amazing.
Yeah, no, this is the one. Rewind that shit. Play it again.
Champion says, you killed Dime Bang.
Why you killed the Dime Bang? He's only 35 years old, baby. You're a liar. Chief Jew Russia.
You guys gonna come see Pantera tomorrow?
Fuck the tomorrow!
I'm seeing you now!
Take a deep breath. Deep breath. Take a deep breath. Going out all over the motherfucking next year and give all your bullshit breath in the face.
In the face. The
bullshit breath in the face.
That was a human urinal.
That was like a Barack Obama all over my penis and face.
4 seconds from now, everything's going to look a little bit different. You ready, Dime? You ready, Rex?
And Rex.
You ready, Arthur?
I like balls.
Did you say that for real, right?
Oh, shit.
This is the banter cut of Official 101. Oh, no banter.
You hear Rex's bass? You hear Rex's bass?
Yeah.
On the Cowboys from Hell album, we got a song called Domination. We're gonna cut that motherfucker in half. I wanna see everybody break their neck in the air.
No, God! Please. No, God!
Oh.
Please, no!
The epicest of breakdowns.
S-H-L-O-M-O-C-H-O-I-N-E.
I do have to admit, this is one of my favorite live albums.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's intense. Start to finish.
We have 801 on the line. My mic fell.
Rob just went for a deep throat on his mic there.
801, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Barfarella from Utah.
Baklava?
Barfarella.
At Steve's house?
<Who's> Steve? Where Steve lives.
Who the fuck is Steve?
He said we're having baklava at Steve's house.
No. Barfarella, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Am I saying that right? Barfarella?
Yeah, you got it.
It's like Barbarella, the movie.
And right? Where are you from?
But with barf.
Utah.
Oh, Utah.
Are you a Mormon?
Oh, he's not a Mormon. How about a bulimic?
Why would he be a bulimic?
Because it's Barfarella.
Oh, is that it?
Exactly.
Your underwear right now?
So what's
He's
up?
He's not a Mormon!
What's up, Barfy?
I wondered if you'll thrash and trash my song.
Why should we do that?
It's Medicine Man. Just a spoiler alert.
Yes, and we're going to play it 3 times and laugh. There.
Yes.
And then we're never going to get to your band.
If it's just a Rickroll.
What's your band called?
Barfarella.
That's your band, too?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind Didn't of. You make a like a mashup for us last week?
Yeah, it's a new one this week.
Oh, you have a different mashup?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you jerking off right now? You signed a little too relaxed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh God.
Preview.
What is this?
Barfarella is barfing now. I don't like this.
No. Too derivative. sounds like everything else we've been playing.
All right. Let's get to the parody. It's called That's Racist. Oh.
That was me after my birthday.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Oh, this
with
is...
Pantera song. It was like an old song that they had never released, and the video that goes with it, a bunch of people headbanging. That's cool as fuck.
Let's wish Noah a happy birthday.
What? No, you can't say that. That hurts people's feelings. PC just pisses me the fuck off.
You will call me Philip or Dude. Wherever they have achieved a victory, they build a mosque.
It looks like a big old butt. Damn, are you that dense? There's dark Aryans and there's white Aryans.
You look like you might be a mestizo or some kind of mulatto or an octoroon.
I personally wouldn't have sex with one.
The ultimate Jew challenge.
She masturbates using her brother's dick.
Well, duh. That's easy. Woo, 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 woo. I don't make that stuff. You're a juggler. I'm a ghetto thief. Huh? Huh?
You will address me like a white man.
Huh? Huh?
Down at the Piggly Wiggly.
Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
But Jesus was a Jew
right.
by race.
He was black, too.
He What?
He looks like a pony because his soul is dirty.
Big old water tower. It looks like a butt.
True words were never spoken.
I do have plenty of poop stories.
I don't care. It's nothing to the color of the foliage. It's foliage. They're like foliage.
You don't look like a white man.
Let's not go there on the radio either.
I learned all I needed to know about Islam on 9/11.
I think he's Muslim at heart.
I will tell you if it's a wet war.
I'm red as hell. You ain't seen red yet. Have y'all ever heard of Ground Zero over there? It's a rock club, I mean a metal club. Oh, hey, it won, so. That was a punk move on his part.
Immediately on the black cock, as soon as they're out of the house.
In the gut, I think that is the sickest shit I've ever seen. Mate was one that I'm stabbing in the gut.
I understand women should have their pussies touching each other.
Y'all making fun of me.
No!
He get two stabs in the gut. What? 68 on the phone. White is right.
White is right!
What? But, you and your mom seen them.
This is what you do when they get drunk.
Well, I mean, anybody who's a Jew by religion right now is sacrilegious because they don't believe in Jesus.
Wow, that was great. That was great.
Incredible.
Thank you, Barfarella. And thank you, Carol, for being a gold mine of comedy material.
Oh, now I'm going to have the 9/11 remix stuck in my head. No, 9/11.
Yeah. That's a good thing.
Barfy, are you there?
Barf.
Oh, Barfy hung up. Barfy gone.
Hey, call us back. We have questions for you.
He just wanted to put his work out there and not bask in the credit. He's a good guy.
He's the Banksy of the live cast.
Yes. Or he got cut off. One or the other.
Yes. I'll take it.
We want some more parodies.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Step it up.
Stuff.
Yeah.
We should make a contest.
We can't be doing all the work.
No. Well, we did a thing with Shlomo. Maybe we could do a Carol remix theme and give something away.
Well, next time Carol calls in, we'll have her sing something.
Nah.
We'll make her sing a Hanukkah song.
Yeah, as I said, let's have her sing dreidel. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Made you out of clay.
Or some Sepultura.
And then I stabbed you.
Because y'all people killed Jesus.
Ever sing a hymn of some sort?
A hymn. No. I'll sing a her, because I'm a girl. I don't have no penis.
She's somebody's mother.
Somebody's grandmother, apparently. I don't know if you heard that part.
Yeah.
We were here. We heard it.
I'm talking to Noah particularly.
Some of us weren't here.
No. You were.
Sean?
This guy.
Sean, you weren't here last week?
I was here in spirit.
Yeah, nah. I didn't really know.
We got a good idea in the chat. Carol needs to talk to Shlomo.
I agree. Oh, this God. Needs to happen.
And we should tell her that Shlomo's black.
Yeah.
With a speech impediment.
Well, she'll probably assume that.
And that he's a Zionist.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, she said she doesn't hate Jews, so we have to stir up the pot.
They're both Republicans, though.
And he really loves Tupac's California Love.
Imagine that, like, her and Shlomo fall in love, and then there's, like, this whole big blossoming love story.
Of course.
Is there any way that we can contact him through the forum or something, or on his Facebook to tell him to call in next week?
Rob.
He's on the forums. We can certainly message him. And Facebook as well. If you are friends with Shlomo on Facebook, tell him to call in next Sunday.
No.
Yes, Shlomo.
Okay.
Call.
Of course.
Call in, please.
I think so.
By the way, the number to call in, 646-929-1357. 646-929-1357.
Rob, why are you holding the mic like that? You know it bends. To your face. You don't have to actually, like, just have it in
he
your hand.
He likes it because it simulates a really
like
long cough.
I like it really close.
pew, pew, pew.
Gingerly.
He likes his mic erect.
Nice.
Thank you, now.
Like a Bob Barker mic. A little skinny one.
You know, you really should get one of those.
I would love
especially for the black carpet
stuff.
Oh,
my God.
Yes.
Yeah. That would be amazing. They're probably really expensive.
So
is that footage up yet?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. I got to check it out.
Do you visit the website?
No.
Did you see my interview with Huntress?
No. Wait, where? From when?
On the website.
I have the app,
from the internet. Yeah, I do, too. I've opened it once, I think.
I do have the app.
In a folder.
It's all the way in the back.
It's in a folder called Blog Shoes.
Blog Shoes?
Shoes, yeah. Just a bunch of blogs about Crocs. And
Shangletown says he jerked off to your interview with Huntress, actually.
And he said he wanted to mash your face into your boobs.
No.
I didn't
her boobs.
He said that, but...
What?
What?
No, you.
Mash my face into his boobs?
Yeah, he wrote in the chat.
I didn't see that part.
I jerked off to know his interview with Huntress.
Yeah,
just racist.
But the boob mashing.
Scroll it up.
Well, I take your word for it.
Yes.
That's good to see it.
I should wear that jacket, though, the sparkly blue one. I'm going to wear
that. Stop spending money on jackets and start spending money on skinny mics.
Yeah.
Yeah, you already have enough outfits.
Even if it's just some hustler named Skinny Mike. You could get use out of that, too.
I think for the next black carpet gag, you get... like a whole bodysuit that's flesh tone, so everyone will think you're naked.
Meet your boy Rob Pesvani.
With like a painted on leaf over the crotch.
And then you get the small microphone. Yes,
big leaf.
With a small microphone.
A real leaf over the crotch.
A real leaf taped on.
And like little things on the nipples too.
Another option. Another option. No gimmicks and take your job seriously for once.
No.
See, that got a laugh.
The gimmick is me taking my job seriously.
Yeah.
That's the gimmick.
It's a disguise. No one will know it's you.
Just go like clean shaven. Like, no, who's this guy? Mm-hmm. He looks like Rob's little brother.
Schenkel says I should dress like a Rebbe. A rabbi. The next black rabbi. I like saying Rebbe. Rebbe is better than rabbi.
There are three B's in Rebbe.
What?
R-E-B-B-B-I?
Yeah. Going for Hebrew injection.
Hey.
Just do that the whole time.
These fucking Jews driving over here.
We don't do any interviews.
Just scream hey at people.
It's so hard.
I'd break matzo over people's heads like it's
and just
folding
chair. Throw a glass. Cup at the floor and be like, stop on it, come on.
What, you have an album coming out? I should care about this.
Perform a mitzvah for me.
What's your release date, Andy? Get it out there. Let's start piddling around the bush here.
That could be the next, like, two brothers instead of the Moscow Metal Minute. You do, like, the Rabbi Metal Minute or something.
What are your musical influences, for Christ's sake?
Why would they say for Christ's sake?
Because we killed him.
Oh.
It's blasphemy. It pisses them off.
You know, this voice ailment actually helps your Israeli voice.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't Israeli. That was
Jew.
That was like from the shtetl.
Speaking of old Jews, what's this that happened at Citi Field? What was going on?
Oh, jeez. No, I don't know. They're having a rally there.
Yes. Anti-technology, anti-internet.
Yeah. They're protesting the use of the internet.
Like these ultra-Orthodox Jews.
At Citi Field.
It's men only.
All internet?
I don't know the
specifics. Or just at Citi Field?
No, like they want nobody to use the internet anywhere.
Uh-huh. Except they do have a website promoting this. Right?
Yeah, they have a website. But don't go on the website.
That's the only time you could go on the website.
That's how we weed out who is a bad person. No, so but that fucking, you know, these Jews, man, they fucking, like, first they did the bike lanes. Remember the bike lanes? You couldn't drive and ride a bike in Williamsburg. Because
you're a woman on a bike.
Because, no, even worse, no one can ride a bike because the women who use the bike lanes wear tight spandex and they distract the men. Yeah. So the men, because they're such fucking animals and can't control themselves, when they see a woman's ass in spandex, no one can ride a bike in a bike lane now. So
this is totally true.
Totally true. It's around here it happened. Yeah. And they started painting over the bike lanes, like totally unauthorized.
Yeah.
And like double parking and like getting into fights with the bikers.
Really?
So, stay out of our neighborhood.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
they can be like really aggressive.
These
like that.
Trollops driving around with their fat, juicy asses. Who wants to look at that? So that, and then you can't use the fucking internet now? I can't use the internet because this guy, like, sees porn on the internet and he gets upset, so now I can't look at the fucking internet?
Gets upset when he gets caught.
All right, but fine. So his solution is to fucking just don't look at the fucking internet, you fuck.
Let this put to rest the stereotype, though, that Jews are cheap. Because could you imagine how much it costs to rent out Citi Field for a day?
But wait, are
they
in Citi Field?
They rented it out?
I think it's in Citi Field.
I don't know about that.
I think so.
Yeah, that must cost a fortune.
That's what I'm saying. And they're willing to waste that much money on this bullshit?
I
mean, they can't be cheap.
Fucking beardos were just walking around the field, like on the outside.
I think what I gathered from the story was that it was going to be in Citi Field. Except they accidentally promoted it as at Shea Stadium.
Oh, yeah. And they on their flyer, they put Shea Stadium, which is torn down. There is no Shea Stadium. Yeah. Isn't LSU? So you were telling me there's like
exclusive. Tens of thousands of participants will take part in a huge rally to be held the evening of the month of Sivan in order to combat the evils of the internet and damage of advanced devices. Assembly will be held at Shea Stadium, one of the largest stadiums in New York, USA.
Just because they don't go online, they don't have the updated information.
Also appearing, Errol Postel, in their first area show.
This will be a mass rally not previously seen in the history of Orthodox Jewry.
Jewry.
Jewry. J-E-W-R-Y.
Yeah.
Jewry in the U.S.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Could you imagine how bad it smells like in the middle of that crowd? Just go in there just to take a whiff.
That's like the worst pit ever.
Unwashed
you know how
beards.
Many boners are happening in that crowd?
Yes.
They're all like jerking each other off in their coats.
Do they do that? No, gross.
Sometimes they come to the park. Like these guys will come to the park in the middle of the night, like at 12:30.
Wow.
This park right here?
Yeah, and they'll just sit and just like gaze at women. And they'll just, smoke cigarettes.
The first 500 protesters will get a free Kanish. So, tip it in the Chalmers.
I like there's a huge type of Shea Stoidium.
Stoidium.
In Queens, New York, is a huge site that contains 57,405 seats and size, by comparison, is almost three times the Teddy Stadium in Jerusalem.
I don't think Citi Field has that many seats, so even their information is like, it's for Shea Stadium.
But it'd be fair, they can't Google it.
Exactly,
on the internet.
They have the team yearbook from 1973.
Go along.
Yeah. That's what we should do. Not have facts available to everybody, because then they might see the porn.
We don't want the facts about porn getting out there.
What happens if you're doing a thing on the Google, and then some tits pop up?
Papa? Tits on Papa?
Papa, can you hear me? Tradition!
All Jewish things tie in together. It's wonderful.
Shagotel said they Google it. Wow, that's
so they just want a kosher internet.
That, I'm sorry, that killed it. That's like the best comment I've ever had. That's the name of the show for me. Google it.
Google it?
Yeah.
Google it.
That's a winner.
So why can't we just give them an internet that's like kosher?
Why can't we just tell them we're deleting the internet and they won't know? Just say we did it. How the fuck would they know?
The internet is no
longer
working.
Actually, why should we give them anything?
Who really cares about these people? Like, and what they're yelling
about?
Nobody. Yeah, so it's like...
Let's just gas them.
Well, I care, and I'll tell you.
I think we tried that once before.
It didn't work.
It worked. It worked pretty well.
Well, that's because you're pooping the party. Yeah.
I meant let's put Sid in their neighborhood so he
some
can fart.
Some poopa of the party broke that up.
Jewy fur.
What is this? She poops with the doors open to the public?
Like in the closet?
With the peoples. And you can waft the smell and all of this, and you see her legs open and poop coming up? She poops in the potty? In the city field?
Can
the
we get that
field?
Guy to call in?
Sean,
so
the poop in the party guy.
Oh, yeah, I definitely can. He's got a YouTube account. And that button, sure.
Rob, make that happen. Use your connections, your marketing skills.
All you got to do is send him a message over YouTube. Call him to the show.
Yeah. You want to know about the pooping party.
It's not even on YouTube. It's on like some other site.
No, it's on fucking YouTube.
It's not on YouTube.
It's on YouTube.
Okay.
The good thing about that rally, though, is that you'll be able to drive in Williamsburg for once.
Yeah.
Without hitting anybody.
Park.
Yeah. They just stand in the fucking street.
Yep.
Like, they don't move. Cars coming, they don't move.
No.
They'll just stand there. You got to stop.
They feel entitled.
Yes.
It's their street. They pay the rent.
They're more aggressive on it.
We own the street. Fuck the rent.
This is our street. We are the chosen street.
That was more of a Sacha Baron Cohen.
We are the chase. Jewish.
Here's another good line, Velocirapist. This is the biggest Jew protest so far. So far, look good.
So what?
I wish that the chat would start their own podcast.
Well, I said, we should have... We should have a channel where it's like Howard 101 and they recap our show. I would love to have that.
Yeah, somehow through the chat they can talk.
Right. Well, didn't Josh Groban have a podcast once? What happened to that?
No, you were his biggest follower.
I think he just got busy and then stopped doing it.
That's possible.
Like Sean.
Why don't we ever get busy?
Shit happens.
One of us does.
Oh, Sean. Oh, Rob. Hello.
Hi.
We got
we have a caller?
Call.
Yep. Let's get him.
It's 111. You're on the air. Private number.
Get him.
Caller.
Caller.
Hello,
caller. You're on the air. Peoria, Illinois.
Caller's gone.
What?
Caller is gone. The caller.
No, it's not.
Caller's up there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
No. What the fuck is going on with this?
I had the up-to-date switching of the board.
Oh.
646-929-1357. You have a few minutes left to call in. Make it count, people.
I think that was because Noah had Vista. That's why that happened.
No.
No,
call and welcome Sean back to the show.
Yeah. Because God knows when he's going to be back again.
Welcome
it's
back.
Really, it's
this
a roll
might
the
be
dice.
The last time.
Yep, it might be.
You got 5 minutes left. Enjoy Sean.
It's a podcast unicorn we're looking at right now.
I am erect.
There you go.
And horny.
Mm-hmm. Isn't a unicorn the woman that goes to swinging parties? She's the spare woman.
Yeah, because you rarely see that, right? Just a solo woman that's looking to just be jumping a threesome? Mm. Yeah.
Oh, usually, I think they typically call that the Noah.
Really?
No, okay, Noah wasn't jumping with two dudes, now with a Duna chick.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I think she's open to suggestion.
That's true.
If the chick is clean and has, it looks like Jenna Hayes, she'd hit that up.
Wow.
Is she still dating the dude from Dillinger?
I don't know.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Still.
I saw them at the Golden Gods.
No. Oh, okay.
I follow them on Instagram.
We hung out.
And they post
the
same pictures.
They have their own like couples Instagram.
They have separate. No, they have separate Instagrams, but they'll post
like the
they
same
both
picture.
Have breakfast, and he'll post a photo from his phone, and she'll post a photo from her phone, and it's his and hers viewpoint.
Is she naked in either of them?
No.
Fuck you can't be naked on Instagram.
What?
Mm-mm.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, you can't be naked.
They take butt shots.
I'm glad
but
I haven't
you wearing underwear. You can wear underwear all you want, but you can't be naked.
Glad I never downloaded.
No nipple out, no dick out, no vag out.
Fuck that.
And no butthole.
How are they going to make money?
Which one do you use?
For putting those photos up?
Yeah.
Oh, just Tumblr.
that's a good site on the internet. No veg.
Don't take away the Tumblr. If you take away the Tumblr, you take away the veg. The veg?
Yeah, sure. Meat and two veg.
Sure, yeah. It works.
Oh. Okay, so if you can think of any Pisskill song titles, leave a comment on this episode.
Yes.
That would be good. If you want to leave some comments with links to Medicine Man, so people can hear it.
If you can, if you can actually play an instrument and want to join Pisskill, that'd be great as well, too.
If you want to create a Pisskill song, which is basically just Medicine Man, that's fine.
Yelling Pisskill over and over again.
Yeah, it's all good. I think we're going to get out of here. Thank you for listening. We will be back next week at our regular time, unless we want to move the time to 5 to 7, people.
No, we don't. I can't.
So it was like a whole day.
So we'll see you next week at 5 p.m.
This was actually my fault because I had to do something at 8 o'clock, and then that got canceled. So now we did this for no reason, and I got here late.
Well,
I apologize.
It's fine. I like seeing you guys when the sun is out.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice, but it doesn't fit into my schedule. I would do it at 5 otherwise.
But
I'm a butt. Like that
You're
big,
a
old,
butt.
Big old water
butt.
Tear. Tear. Big old water tear.
What do you mean?
Tear. It's like what they put in the street.
T-A-R.
Tear. Tear.
Oh.
The water tear? Okay.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's like when you got a piece of paper and you rip it in half. You tear it.
Hoo doggy.
It's a water tear.
Oh, I tear the cable cap.
Yeah, doggy. Get her done. Man, my pussy smell like tuna casserole. Tuna helper.
Dinner served.
Ding, dinner served. Chelsea Green and Triangle. Triangle. It's a triangle.
Triangle.
Only two syllables in that word. Tell you what.
Just take that.
Will you stop playing this gat dang it song? Now I sound like Yosemite Panda. Ooh, great horny toad. My biscuits are burning. My biscuits are burning. Fire in the hatch.
Shankletown in the chat says, can I host the listener live cast? Shankle, you should arrange an after show where listeners get together and talk about the show.
And then they say like which parts they liked and which parts they didn't.
They analyze.
They analyze.
Is it like The View? They're talking about us?
Like a post show.
With Les Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
And then maybe sometimes one of us will guest on their show
to get
our point of view.
Yeah, if we're available.
It's the after show. We need to set up a network. That's what I need to do.
Yeah. Hopefully one day we'll have a website where people can do that.
Don't hold your breath.
And they said you're almost done with that. Right?
I am almost done with it. But the almost is taking
See Noah? See Noah?
It looks real good how far it is, though.
You're so impatient, Noah. Seriously.
Sometimes.
No, I only have to wait how many years?
Yeah.
161 shows.
It's only been 161 shows now. I mean, settle down.
It's going to be for our big 666th show.
Oh, okay.
That's a big milestone, 166.
Yeah.
It's considered you've made it when you get to 166.
That's 5 weeks from now, Rob. Can you make that happen?
Sure.
Where are we? What number? This is 161. Oh, 161?
Yeah.
No, I thought it was one of that.
It's 160
what, Darren?
Goodbye!
Good night.
Wait, you said it too.
160 what, she said.
You said 160.
I said...
Oh!
Man, you can't win in this game.
All right, everyone. We're going to leave you with the solo.
Yep.
We'll see you next week.
Okay.